The pomp of funerals has more regard to the vanity of the living than to the honour of the dead. La Rochefoucauld, Maxims. When the old man died, there was probably no great joy in heaven, and quite certainly little, if any, real grief in Charlbury Drive, the pleasantly unpretentious cul-de-sac of semi-detached houses to which he had retired. Yet a few of the neighbours, especially the womenfolk, had struck up some sort of distanced acquaintance with him as they pushed prams or shopping trolleys past his neatly kept front lawn. And two of these women, on learning that things were fixed for a Saturday, had decided to be present at the statutory obsequies. Margaret Bowman was one of them. "Do I look all right?" she asked. "Fine." His eyes had not left the racing page of the tabloid newspaper, but he knew well enough that his wife would always be an odds-on favourite for looking all right. A tall, smart woman upon whom clothes invariably hung well, whether for dances, weddings, dinners, or even funerals. "Well, have a look then, yes?" So he looked up at her and nodded vaguely as he surveyed the black ensemble. She did look fine. What else was there to say? "You look fine," he said. With a gaiety wholly inappropriate, she twirled round on the points of her newly purchased black leather court shoes, fully aware, just as he was, that she did look rather attractive. Her hips had filled out somewhat alarmingly since that disappointing day when, as a willowy lass of 20, a year before marrying Tom Bowman, her application to become an air hostess had proved unsuccessful. And now, 16 years later, she would have more than a little trouble, she knew it, in negotiating the central aisle of a Boeing 737. Yet her calves and ankles were almost as slender as when she had slipped her nightgowned body between the stiff white sheets of their honeymoon bed in a Torquay hotel. It was only her feet, with a line of whitish nodules across the middle joints of her slightly ugly toes, that now presaged the gradual approach of middle age. Well, no, it wasn't only that, if she were being really honest with herself. There was that hebdomadal visit to the expensive clinic in Oxford. But she cast that particular thought from her mind. Hebdomadal was a word she'd become rather proud of, having come across it so often in her job in Oxford with the University Examining Board. "Yes," she repeated. He looked at her again more carefully this time. "You're going to change your shoes, aren't you?"